Good day from me, Andre Fuljoen, bringing you this week's Gateway News God Stories of Africa, a look at some of the stories we published in the past week. This week we have several stories on believers standing up to the onslaught of COVID-19 and to the total lockdown of churches. We posted a report and accompanying video of Dr. Irma Simpson, a veteran medical doctor and a seasoned leader in prophetic ministry, calling on followers of Jesus to face up to the devil's severe attack on the church through COVID-19 and to unite as never before in fighting the enemy from a place of peace and victory. She shares practical spiritual insights and strategies, as well as personal testimonies from her experiences over the past 2 months of intense medical and spiritual battles as patients, her own children, and close friends were seriously afflicted by COVID. In other news, we report on mounting legal opposition by Christian groups to government pandemic regulations which amount to an indefinite blanket ban on all religious gathering in South Africa. The South African National Christian Forum, which represents a number of churches in townships and informal settlements, has filed an urgent application with the Johannesburg High Court to have the regulations overturned on the grounds that they are irrational and discriminatory, given that businesses like casinos, restaurants, and cinemas are allowed to operate while churches are shut down. Freedom of Religion South Africa also confirmed with Gateway News that it intends to intervene in the application on behalf of a number of churches, and that the SA National Christian Forum is postponing its day in court to early February, allowing for both applications to be argued in the High Court on the same day. Meanwhile, a church in Cape Town has launched a national online petition, hashtag Church Must Meet, calling on the president to reopen churches, arguing that the church now has a greater role than ever to play in the spiritual well-being of the nation. Also in our news this week, Stephen Lungu, a much-loved international evangelist and former international team leader and CEO of African Enterprise, passed away on Monday in Lilongwe, Malawi, from COVID-19 complications. At the time of his death, his wife Rachel, a devoted intercessor and mother to their 6 children, also had COVID and was isolating in Lilongwe. In an interview with Gateway News, evangelist, author, and founder of African Enterprise, Dr. Michael Cassidy said Stephen had preached all over the world, even at places like the Oxford Union and the Pentagon, as well as in shacks and villages. I've never known anyone with such energy and passion for non-stop preaching of the gospel and non-stop witnessing. I never knew where he got the energy from, he said. If you have never heard Stephen's testimony of how God transformed him from a bitter freedom fighter into a global evangelist, do view the video clip at the end of our report in Gateway News. And if you last heard it a long time ago, why not listen again and be freshly inspired by the transforming power of the gospel of Jesus Christ? Other headlines in this week's news include: pro-life doctor takes HPCSA to court. Why are SA authorities blocking cheap drug that shows promise against COVID-19? Jesus Takes the Wheel, Week 2, by Julita Koch, the second episode of her inspiring road trip with Jesus, and The Girl in the Fire, a moving true story by Mark Roberts. You can read all these stories and more on our website at gatewaynews.co.za, on Facebook at Gateway News page, and on Twitter at Gateway News ZA. God bless you abundantly until we meet again in next week's Gateway News God Stories of Africa.